Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
To love a girl and to fear the flame, to burn love that has a name.
I will. Yes, that's what happens when you have Alexa playing the radio in the background when you start your podcast. Just rolling with it. Do you remember that band live from the 90s? Man. Uh-oh. Alexa has something to say. I conjured her name. Anyway, as I was saying, Alexa, stop. Okay. I'm leaving this in. Why not? Because this is what happens in real life, as you know. Do you remember the band Live from the 90s? Man, that album was great. Just caught fire. That took me back. So I had to put on the live voice and roll with it. So anyway, hope everybody's doing well out there. Welcome back to the podcast, the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Love that we're growing. Love that people are liking the podcast. I've got 51 five-star reviews now, and we're growing. And we're rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep this podcast rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. The Living Artist. Okay, that didn't work. So we're feeling a little goofy today, but what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about moving, because you know what? That's what's happening right now. I am in the process of moving my studio. Well, my wife and I'm shout out to the wife. Shout out to Magdalena for your help, all your wonderful help. She kind of swooped in and helped me at the end. And we moved over 400 paintings. And all the other stuff that goes along with moving your studio. You know what I'm talking about. You all have studios out there, or at least a corner of a room that has equipment and an easel or a kiln or whatever you crazy kids are using these days. Maybe you're just using your hands and some finger paints, and that's okay. But anyway, it has been hectic, man. It has been over a week of moving stuff, and I thought I would just talk about it. Give some little tips and tricks and things that I've fresh in my mind from the fresh move that we just made. So here we go. First of all, just want to express my gratitude for being in a place in my career and my life where I can upgrade my studio. I've been down here in LA for about 20 years now, almost 20 years, 19. And I have always been painting in rooms, or when I first started out down here, I was in a little studio, actually bachelor apartment, where it was just one room and a kitchen, and I would have to break down and build up my studio each time I painted, and I used paintings as little dividers for rooms in my space. Like, here's the living room, here's the bedroom. Just slide past this painting, and you're into the dining room, and office and kitchen. So I would break down and build up my studio and my kitchen every time I painted. And man, that taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about, first of all, being clean in my studio, but it also taught me a lot about working with constraints and, you know, working with whatever you have, whatever your studio is. And I know a lot of you out there have makeshift studios, or you have a room, and some of you have a huge studio that's just completely rocking, and that's great too. It comes in all sizes. It comes in all shapes and sizes, and we're talking about studios. But yeah, I'm grateful to be in a place where I'm expanding and growing my studio, and I actually have a separate studio that I'm moving into, which is awesome. And it is crazy because I've painted close to 1,000 paintings in my career already, and I've been lucky enough to sell almost 60% of them, and I'm happy that I have, because if I had not done that, I don't think any of these paintings would have fit. It's crazy how much space 400 paintings will take up. So anyway, I wanted to share some little tips and tricks and things that I've been, you know, dealing with this week moving, and stuff that are, you know, a lot of you might know and some of you might not. Some of you might not have ever moved your studio. I'm sure you have moved art before. And if any of you have moved paintings before, you know what a pain that can be. It's really tough, especially if you paint large, to move paintings in bulk. And we had to move them down 3 flights of stairs and out into cars, you know, moving trucks, and get them over here to this studio. And that is not an easy task when you have that many paintings. So what did we do? Well, I'm sure, like many of you out there, when you want to move your studio, want to move your space, you just want to get it done with. And I'm the same way. I've always been the same way. I'm great with sitting down and spending time on a painting and creating and putting a lot of detail into that, being detail oriented. I used to paint for like 15, 16 hours straight. I'm completely okay with taking my time with that. But when it comes to moving, I just want to get this shit done. I want to get it moved into my new space. I want to be creating again as soon as possible. And that's great. And you can learn a couple of things from that. One, you know, work with what you have. Work with whatever materials you have that you can use to protect the paintings and get this thing done quickly and efficiently. But also on the flip side, I've learned the hard way many times moving stuff by myself and with people to take some time with it and to prepare. Use that time to kind of get these things prepped, because these are your babies. These are the things that you're hopefully going to be making a living with. And if you don't treat them carefully, then how do you expect, you know, your collectors to treat your work or to take your work seriously? And also, if you're going to turn around and sell something and it's damaged, you can't sell it. So you put all this time into creating this beautiful piece, and now you can't sell it because it's dinged up, or it's got a tear through the canvas, or the frame is, you know, completely mangled. I've been there every which way and loose. There you go. I've been there every single way. So I've learned in my old age, no, not old age, but I've learned after 20 years of doing this, that it does serve you well to take a little bit of time with these things. So I started protecting myself a little while. I save boxes. I save materials all the time. I'm always recycling material. So I have cardboard pieces everywhere, foam pieces everywhere, corner protectors everywhere, just plastic in a bag that I've thrown in a closet. Anything you can use that's going to protect it. Hopefully not long-term. You don't want to be putting some of these things on your painting surfaces long-term because they can do some damage. But for moving purposes, use what you got. Smoke them if you got them. That's what I say. So one thing that my wife and I did, and that I did this time, which I thought was really useful, and I'm not sure how many people actually do this, but I would just, well, first of all, moving paintings, it's hard when you're moving stuff up and down, around corners, up and down stairs. You're holding 2 paintings up, you know, lifting your shoulders up and holding them up so they don't get banged on the stairs. It's a real workout, and you can only get 2 of those down if they're medium to big size paintings. So what I did was I would kind of group them acrylic to acrylic, oil to oil, sometimes a combination if they were really dry, and, you know, protect them in the center, but group them by size and kind of put them together in little groups of about 5 or 6. And make sure each surface, if it's surface to surface, it was protected by something in the middle. And then you just get this plastic wrap. It's kind of like a large version of Saran wrap. I'm sure you've all seen it, but a lot of movers use it. You can find it in box stores, moving stores. And you just wrap around it. My wife and I, we'd set it up on a stool and just hold it and wrap around it, and then wrap both horizontally. That's a new word. We'd wrap it so well, it would be horizontally wrapped. We'd wrap it horizontally and vertically, so nothing was moving. The last thing you want to do is be putting these things together and having them shifting and scraping up against each other in a car. So I would almost sacrifice a tiny bit of texture for like a big scrape down the surface, but obviously you don't have to do either. You can just protect them well on both sides, like on the surface and on the edges. That way they're not moving around, they're not shifting around, and you can carry five or six of them. So I would say we cut our moving time in half this time, at least, just by saran wrapping them, for lack of a better word, together. It was like a giant came in, saran wrapped all my paintings. And it took a little more time and preparation, but guess what? I felt much better about moving it because I knew they were protected and I knew they were not going to be moving around. I wasn't going to be sweating the move. And it also just sped up the process of actually taking them up and down those flights of stairs because, man, that would have killed me. And my back is still not 100%. So that was another thing. I prepared for this. I've been doing exercises, you know, rehabilitating myself for the last 3.5 months so I could get to this point where I could move this stuff. And I just made it. And part of it was the preparation. So now I have some fluid pieces that I do that are acrylic and, you know, 100+ of those that have not sold. And those are pretty light and they're pretty easy to put like surface to surface just for moving purposes. I would just put them in a big box and just put them surface to surface, back to back, and then, you know, make sure they weren't shifting around that much and just stack those in a big box. And they were light enough to carry like 20 at a time. So that can also save you some time. And other things that helped me were just like scrapping stuff. If you are not doing this in your studio, you need to be doing this. If you find little things, scavenge little things. If things get delivered to you from Amazon and you got little air pillows in there, or you got, you know, random pieces of cardboard hanging out, take those things and put them away somewhere. Throw them in a closet or throw them in a corner of the studio, in your garage, wherever you got space, because those things are going to come in handy. Believe me, they come in handy not only for moving, but in shipping times. So I am recycling all that stuff. Not only do I recycle materials for painting, but I recycle materials for packaging and for moving and for shipping. So that's a good tip also. And then the final one I wanted to talk about really quickly, which is great, and it's something that I do anyway. I scavenge for materials on the streets, things that people have thrown out, or things that you can find in certain alleyways. And it's been hard with the pandemic because less things have been thrown away, less things I trusted to be clean or whatever. But getting back to those normal times, you can find all that stuff all over the place. But think about the stuff that you have in your own home. Like, I was breaking down stuff. Like, I had an old desk that I've been using for over a decade, and it's been used. It's like used and abused and has paint all over the side of it. And I was like, okay, it's time to upgrade the desk. But rather than just throwing this thing away, dismantling it, carrying this huge heavy desk down and, you know, clogging up some more space in a landfill, I reused it. So I broke this thing down and I ended up getting, I think it was like 12 surfaces out of this. All sizes, large to medium to small, and I can reuse all of them. They are wood and they have this kind of slick surface that I like to paint on that's already kind of primed. And I can just turn that into 13, 14 paintings now. So not only did I reuse this thing, I used it for over a decade. I got a lot of great use out of it, but now I'm using it again and turning it into some art. And I've sold a lot of art on recycled desk pieces and furniture pieces that I've used or found and, you know, cleaned up and painted and either framed or done something cool with the edges. And hey, a surface is a surface. And some of those surfaces are even better than, you know, getting wood at the lumberyard. So recycle your stuff. If you're moving your studio, there's going to be some stuff that you're probably not going to use anymore or something that's been damaged. Break that shit down and turn it into some art. You heard it here first on Recycle, Reuse, and Re-Re-Re-Re-Re-Re. Okay, so anyway, that is a final tip, something that I have been excited about because, you know, hey, getting materials is expensive. And now you got some new materials. You got some new old materials. And I did that with a couple of pieces. So I now have about 20+ surfaces that I'm ready to go and paint on in my new space once I get it situated. Really excited to be in my space. I haven't painted in it yet, but look for some videos on my YouTube channel. You can find the link on the description and the show notes. That's going to be coming up soon. I haven't filmed it yet, but I'm going to do a time lapse of me putting together my studio, which will be really interesting because if you looked at it right now, you'd be like, how the hell is he going to paint in there? It's literally completely occupied. But it's going to be fun to put all these things away, open up some space. I got use for two tables now that I can kind of spread out on and paint some big pieces. So I'm really excited. Hopefully this has gotten your juices flowing, gotten you excited to whatever, expand your studio at some point, or expand it now if you can, or, you know, just some food for thought, something that you can think of for later in a move, and take some of these tips and tricks and use them and abuse them, like my desk. That's it. That's all I got for you. So I hope that you all are being creative out there. You're excited. You are painting or whatever space you've got, whether it's a completely posh, huge warehouse studio or a corner of your bedroom, which I've painted in many times. It doesn't matter. Wherever you can create, create. That's the important thing. So I'm going to take off, get back to moving and situating stuff. But let's see what we got on Alexa right now so I can try to sing you out with some random 90s songs. Alexa, play Lithium from Sirius XM.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I know this one. I guess what you say is true. I could never spend my life with a boy like you. You never, woman.
Oh, yeah.
I could never be your woman.
I could never be your woman. Come on.
Anyway, peace.
We'll talk to you next time.
This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here, and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.